This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Uyghur families and orphans who fled concentration camps in the Xinjiang province, China, facing food and medical insecurity in Turkey. Recently, 3,000 families in Istanbul went 20 days without flour simply due to a lack of funding. Human rights groups say the Chinese government has gradually stripped away the religious and other freedoms of the Uyghurs, culminating in a system of mass surveillance, detention, indoctrination, and even forced sterilization. Many Muslims have sought refuge in Turkey as a result. The sisters who have lost husbands now rely solely on donations for the daily upkeep of themselves and their children. I know this is distressing, but please don't stop watching. These sisters were injected with the AIDS virus. What should the world be doing?
She just wants that the east of China, you know, the people who live there and have been tortured, just released from this zone.
One of them was pregnant when injected, and now has a 5-year-old son with AIDS as a result. He also needs monthly medication to keep him stable. I'm working to provide families with enough essential food items for 1 year, including flour, oil and rice. And with your support, the sisters will receive the drugs they need to be in good health for the coming year.
Please give as generously as you can. Let's show our Uyghur brothers and sisters just how much the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cares about them as well.